There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
To another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 6th edition. We have a 10-game Monday slate on tap, a little miniature, kind of medium-sized slate, not small, not big, to get us rolling into this week again. This craziness that is MLB DFS since the All-Star break, since the trade deadline. It's just going to get wilder and wilder, folks. Wait till the rosters expand in September. It is a roller coaster ride. But just hang on, we will get through it. Your totals on this slate, Reds at Mets, 7.5. And that's crazy with Homer Bailey on the mound, but I love it. Twins at Indians, 8. Cardinals, Marlins, 8.5. Mariners, Rangers, 10.5. Yankees, White Sox, 9.5. Cubs, Royals, 9. Pirates, Rockies, 11. Phillies, D-backs, 8.5. Tigers, Angels, 8.5. Astros, Giants, 7.5. We have Globe Life, that'll be hotter than hot. We have Coors Fields, 10.5 and 11 totals. You got the Yankees going in, up against Dylan Covey at 9.5. And then they got to look at Kansas City also. It's going to be pretty warm with the wind blowing out there. And that total is at 9. So four totals of 9 or better on this 10-game slate. So you don't have to do Coors only is what I was just getting at right there. Let's get it going with your pitchers on this slate. Kicking it off with Trevor Bauer, 12-3. At home against the Minnesota Twins, Bauer has been outstanding. One of the best pitchers in all of baseball this year. We say it over and over and over again. He has faced the Twins twice this year. 12 innings pitched, 5 earned, 14 Ks, averaging 19.1 DraftKings points per start. He faced him his last time out, 6 1/3, 4 hits, 2 earned. Only 3 Ks, but for 14.9 points. That's what got to him. But overall, he's been darn good this year. And he's been very, very good at home, averaging almost 29 DraftKings points per start in Cleveland. He's got a 30% K rate, 13% swinging strike, 44% ground ball. Going up against Minnesota's 21% strikeout rate. Lefties hit 274, righties 281 off Trevor Bauer. So he is very, very much in a good spot tonight. Right behind him, though, at 11,100 is Charlie Morton at the San Francisco Giants. A great matchup for him against a Giants team that's just been absolutely dreadful. Hasn't faced the Giants yet this year, but he's been just fine on the road as at home. Coming off a 25.3-point performance at the Seattle Mariners. When he's not walking, guys, he's doing very, very well on the mound. So Morton is a great spot here at 11-1. Facing the Giants, he was strikes on almost 24% of the time. He's got a 31% strikeout rate, a 13% swinging strike rate, and almost a 50% ground ball rate. Lots to like about Morton. Giants have a 3-4 total, third lowest on the slate. Lefties 308, righties 273. We have a 307 wOBA and a dreadful 142 ISO versus right-handed pitching for the Gigantes. So Charlie Morton at 11-1 is outstanding. If he's not walking, guys, he is in a great, great spot here. And I kind of like him a little more than Trevor Bauer tonight. One last guy at 9,000 and above, we'll mix them all together here, is Cole Hamels. I think he's going to be the chalk, but he's in a phenomenal matchup against the Kansas City Royals. Cole came out here, and he's actually faced Kansas City twice this year, and he's with the Rangers. 13 1/3 innings, 5 earned, 9 Ks, averaging 16 DraftKings points per start. We know his home road splits. That's been evident. His first start with the Cubbies was at Pittsburgh, 5 innings, no earned runs, 9 Ks for 29.7 DraftKings points on this season. When he's been on the road, he's, DraftKings mixed some stats up. Never mind. We just know he's been much, much better on the road than at home this season. When you look at the deeper dive here on Cole Hamels in this matchup, He faces a Royals team that's just very, very bad when it comes to facing left-handed pitching. A 3.85 total, fifth lowest on the slate. The 297 WOBA and a 128 ISO, well below average. They have an 84 WRC plus versus left-handed pitching. It's been very, very bad. They strike out almost 24% of the time versus left-handed pitching. So it's going to be a long, long night here for the Royals, unless Coles just has one of his bad nights, which he could. You know, Whit Merrifield, Salvi Perez, those are the two righties that really stand out in that lineup. It's skipping my mind right now. The outfielder that got busted for steroids. We'll get to him when we talk about bats. But they have a couple, but not a ton to completely run and worry about. So at your 9K and above, actually we'll throw one more, because there's one 8K guy I like, and that's Zach Godley at $8,700 at home against the Philadelphia Phillies. Godley's been much better at home this year, the 3.43 ERA, averaging 18.1 DraftKings points per start. His last time out was against Texas, where he looked outstanding. Seven shutout innings of 10 strikeouts, 37.4 points. He's got six or more Ks in four straight starts, so that's been really, really nice. Two of those starts being 25.9 and 37.4, in a really, really nice spot here against Philadelphia. A Phillies team that strikes out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. As long as Godley's not walking, guys, he's good to go. A 24% K rate, 51% ground ball rate. He just has an 11% walk rate. We've seen better things of him of late. He still has the hiccups, which can scare people a bit. It is a Philadelphia team with a total of four. It's about seventh lowest on the slate. Lefties 349, righties 344 versus Godley, but the Phillies a 314 WOBA, 169 ISO, average at best, a little below average actually. So not too much there, and a lot of strikeouts there in Godley's arm against this matchup, so it's something to definitely take a peek at. So at 8,700 and above, 8,500 and above, 8K and above, whatever you want to call it, because that's where we're going here. I got Morton 1, Bauer 2, Hamels 3, Godley 4, just depending on how much money you want to spend. But I think Morton's in a great spot here against the Gigantes tonight and should be targeted early and often. And it could be very interesting with all these big bat games on tap. People might not be paying up for pitching too much. Now it gets a little more interesting at the 7K and below range. You got Matt Boyd at 7,600 versus the Angels. You can go there if you want to be super contrarian. If Mike Trout's out again, it's really, really big. But keep an eye on that one. Boyd's been very, very good of late. I'm not going to deep dive too much into him, but he's an interesting guy to look at a little more. Lance Lynn at $7,100 at the Chicago White Sox could be in for a really, really, really nice spot here. He came out of the bullpen his last time out for the Yanks, 4 1/3, 5 hits, no earned, 5 Ks against the Baltimore Orioles, 16.8 DraftKings points. He's had a very hiccupy year, but the strikeouts are definitely there when it comes to Lance Lynn, and that's great when you're in a matchup with the Chicago White Sox, who strike out over 25% of the time. 50.5% ground ball rate for Lynn. It's just the walks. 13% walk rate is not good at all. When you look at the White Sox, a 4.1 total. Lefties 383, righties 307 versus Lynn. They have a 311 WOBA, which is average at best, but a 170 ISO. So the White Sox are starting to hit with some power versus right-handed pitching. So Lynn is in a good spot, but still dicey there. But big-time K upside, and at $7,100, definitely gives you the salary relief you're looking at. Now we get to have some fun here. Kyle Freeland, $6,600 at home against the Pirates. A Pirates team we know likes to hit lefties well. We've been targeting them versus lefties. But you look at Freeland, he's averaging almost 19 points a game at home this year compared to 14 on the road. He has a 2.46 ERA at home in Coors. 55 innings pitched, 15 earned runs, 46 strikeouts. He's been very, very good at home. His last few home starts at home against Oakland, 6 shutout innings with 5 Ks for 22.1. Against Arizona, 5 1/3, 1 earned, 4 Ks for 13.2. The Giants, he got 18.8. The Mets, 16.1. The D-backs, again, 16.7. Now, he's $6,600. He's not going to light the world on fire. So it's kind of hit and miss, but the Pirates do strike out 22% of the time versus left-handed pitching. He's got a 48.5% ground ball rate. Pirates team total is 5.2 because they are in Coors. Lefties 286, righties 322, but the Pirates are 313 WOBA, 160 ISO, average at best versus left-handed pitching. It's a risky GPP play because it is Coors Field and all hell can break loose. But Freeland's shown he's been very, very good there. If you want to be contrarian, you look that direction. Yeah, guys like Nick Tropiano, a guy that let everybody down his last time out, but at home against the Detroit Tigers, you can definitely give him a look. He's faced Detroit once this year, 5 1/3, seven hits, two earned, 5 Ks for 17.8 DraftKings points per start. struggled his last time out against Tampa, but his two prior starts to that, the White Sox 18-1, Houston 15-7. Then he's on the disabled list. So it is a very interesting spot here for Trupiano. A Detroit team that strikes out 22.5% of the time. First right-handed pitching, a team with a 3.84 total, fourth lowest on the slate, and Trupiano's $6,200. So the $6,200 pitcher has the fourth lowest team total. Lefties do hit 385, righties 357. But we know this Detroit lineup is horrific. A 286 WOBA, 134 ISO versus right-handed pitching. Not good, Bob. So Trupiano could be a nice one there at $6,200. That little late-night hammer on the West Coast for your punting needs. And the punt I like almost the best of all, Homer Bailey, $5,500 at the New York Mets. Since his return to the big leagues, his last two starts, 26.1 at Detroit, 22.8 against St. Louis. He's given up two earned runs in each, and he has 6 and 8 strikeouts. Definitely getting it done there. You got to like what you're seeing here. Yes, there's some lefties in this Mets order that people will tell you can scare you, but Conforto hasn't been that great. Nemo's okay, and they can run into one. There's no sugarcoating that. They did the Tejeron thing yesterday, but Tejeron still walked out of there with close to 15 points, and he was $7,300. You got Homer Bailey here at $5,500 facing a Mets team that strikes out almost 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. This is a very, very intriguing matchup here against the New York Mets, a team with a 4.3 team total. It's like the ninth lowest on the slate. Lefties 380, righties 408. Yes, it's a little scary there, but it's a Mets team with a 305 WOBA and a 162 ISO. Average at best, slightly below average, versus right-handed pitching. So Homer Bailey at 5,500 might get shelled because it's Homer Bailey, but at the same time, he's looked a lot better since his return from the DL, and he is in a great spot here against the New York Mets at a phenomenal price point of $5,500. He's cheaper than some hitters we will talk about on this slate. So let's recap your pitching real quick. Up top, I got Morton 1, Bauer 2, Hamels 3, Godley 4. Down below, I got Lancelin 1, Homer Bailey 2, Kyle Freeland 3, Nick Trupiano 4, and Matt Boyd 5. So it's a very interesting slate to mix and match, but I love that Bailey call down below. Let's get into the bats on this 10-game slate, but before we do, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com, Draft in your app store. It's a great way to play fantasy sports. Snake-style drafting in under 5 minutes, just the way you like it. And if you like NFL best balls, they are rolling out with those. One of the best apps you could ever use to play best ball drafts. The slow drafts, the fast drafts, whatever you prefer. They have three mega best ball tournaments. They have a $5 entry, a $25 entry, and like a $250 entry. Prize pools are tremendous. The $25 entry is $100,000 to the winner. The $5 entry, $150 max, still great prize pools there. They're really bringing it on there at Draft. Absolutely love it. And if you're new to Draft, use promo code SDSports at checkout, and you'll get entry into a free $3 tournament of your choice. It can be for baseball. It can be for golf. It can be for hockey or basketball if you want to save it. It can be for NFL regular season if you want to save it. Or you can play a $3 NFL best ball. All for free when you use promo code SDSports. So go check it out, draft.com, draft in your app store, promo code SDSports. Now your bats on this 10-game slate, kicking it off at the catcher's position. You do have Francisco Cervelli and Coors at 4,500 against Freeland. Could be a target for you there, but give me some Robbie Chirinos at 4,400 against Wade LeBlanc in Coors South at the moment, because I'm still going to call Arizona Coors Light for a little bit longer, but Texas is going to take that moniker pretty soon here with the Humidor in play. When you look at the Rangers, they have a 5.2 total, lefties 356, righties 349 versus Wade LeBlanc. So Chirinos at 44 is an outstanding option up top here. Same with Yadier Molina at 43. It's definitely a pivot play because everyone's going to want Cervelli or Chirinos. Righties are hitting 329 off Wei and Chen this year. Molina's been batting second in that Cardinals lineup. I'd still rather have Chirinos, but Molina does come into play. Elias Diaz of Pittsburgh at 42 as well. So you have a lot of options right here up top. You can definitely mix and match and take your gambles at. If you're not using Cole Hamels, Sal Perez at 4K is a nice GPP play for you there because most people will be on Cole, so it gives you some leverage against. We're looking at Mike Zunino, $3,600, always a home run chance, GPP type play. Excuse me. The Mariners have the third highest total on the slate at 5.3. Lefties 272 and righties 407 off of Martin Perez. So a guy like Mike Zunino, if you don't want to pay all the way up at the catcher's position, at 36, definitely in play tonight, has that home run upside against Martin Perez in a phenomenal hitting environment there in Texas. I think that's a great play at $3,600. Not paying up, still some big power upside as you break it down. Sliding on down, you can try to see which Anaheim catcher comes back there for Boyd. They have a couple youngsters that have been playing pretty well. Arcia is there and then we'll get to the other one as he's much, much cheaper. But like Omar Navarro versus Lance Lynn at 32 could be a play for you as well. He keeps producing pretty well. He's usually a good cash game play more than anything. This is the other guy, $2,800 for the Angels. Jose Briseño, he's been playing really, really well, 10 points his last time out. When he gets his playing time, he does pretty decent. He's not going to, I don't think he has a lot of power, but he's doing a decent job for $2,800 as a good punt catcher. So keep an eye on him if you really want to punt the position. Other than that, check your lineups and see what else pops up, as there will always be more and more out there. But I think that Zunino at 36, good price point in that matchup. First base, Matty Carpenter went deep again yesterday. Again. He's first base, third base eligible. Lefties hit 280 versus Chen, righties 329, but Carpenter and his salsa have just been crushing baseballs. So 5,500 for Carp is very intriguing. But you slide on down to guys like Anthony Rizzo. It is going to be still, it's going to be warm in Kansas City. Like I said, wind's supposed to be blowing out to center about 10 miles an hour. He's $4,800. When you look at Jacob Junis, he is a home run machine. So the Cubs could get overlooked. When you have Coors Field, and you have the Texas-Seattle game, and you have the Yankees versus Covey. The Cubs could get well overlooked in this matchup. Lefties 345, righties 354 against Junis, and he gives up, like, I think it's almost two home runs per nine. It's most games, it seems like he gives up even more. So there's a lot to like there with the Cubbies. Rizzo at 48, very, very much in play there. Joey Gallo in a GPP, even though it's a lefty in the long, I don't care at 47. You can pick on that. But David Freese, if he gets to start for Pittsburgh, he's day-to-day. He's 4,500 versus Freeland. Very interesting play there. Going on down a little farther, though, you got some like Joey Votto versus Syndergaard. If you want to be contrarian at 41, and then hopefully Syndergaard doesn't go deep in the game and get some Mets bullpen, and Votto takes advantage, he'll go super low owned with Syndergaard on the mound. So it's kind of a GPP, you know, mass multi-entry type idea there. But don't sleep on Votto as an interesting play tonight. Jose Martinez, his right-handed power versus Wei-Yin Chen at 4,000. I like that quite a bit if you're not going to pay up. Jose's been, you know, an up-and-down season for him. There's no doubt about it. He's gone to the bench for a while, yada, yada, yada. But his last couple games, 6, 18, 2, 7. So maybe he's starting to finally get it going. We shall see. But he does have a lot of power versus left-handed pitching in a good matchup there versus Wei-Yin Chen. Justin Bour versus Luke Weaver at 4K is also a nice GPP play in that matchup. Sliding on down, you got some Ryan Healy, who's cooled off after a pretty good run there he had in the middle of the season. He had 8 points his last game out. He's $3,800 versus Martin Perez in that great matchup, so you can take a look at that. Sliding on down a little farther, though, like a Wilmer Flores, he is our birthday boy today. He's $3,700 versus Homer Bailey, so I'm going to keep an eye on there. If you want to go GPP, Logan Morrison versus Trevor Bauer at 36 could come into play for you. Other than that, check your lineups and see what pops up, as there should be tons and tons, as usual, at the first base position. Second base, you got Javi Baez at 55. He went deep yesterday. He crushes everything. I think he is a phenomenal play tonight for Jacob Junis. He's $5,500, so pick your poison. But I'm telling you, if you don't want to play Coors and you want to be different, you can look at some, you know, you got the Texas game, you got the Cubs. Some definite ways to go outside of just Coors. But Baez at 55, I like. Ruby Odor at 51 versus LeBlanc. GPP play is in play for you there. Sliding on down, Ben Zobrist went deep yesterday. He's second base outfield at 4,700. You got his Drubal Cabrera, who went deep as well yesterday. He's 4,300 for Zach Godley. Lefties can get to Godley. So I'm not looking to just run to target Godley. But when you look at the numbers, lefties 349, righties 344 this season versus Godley. So keep an eye on his Drubal at 4,300. A little farther down you go, you got the likes of maybe a Scooter Jeanette at only 4,200 versus Syndergaard, if you want to be kind of different. Josh Harrison's 4,100 versus Freeland. He could be a little different for you as well in a GPP. Yoan Moncada versus Lance Lynn at 3,900. We mentioned lefties versus Lynn. Definitely look that direction in that matchup. Nico Goodrum, $3,600, does give you some salary savings against Nick Tropiano. Lefties 385, righties 357 on Tropiano. Goodrum is usually a nice salary saver to GPP. He's second base outfield eligible at 3,600, so I do like that quite a bit. Go get yourself some David Boat, especially depending on where he's at in the lineup. He was third yesterday, got you 8 DraftKings points. He's a good little ball player. He's $3,500, second base, third base eligible, going up against Jacob Junis. If Jeff McNeil cracks the lineup and you're not using Homer Bailey, he's $3,400 as an option for you there. David Fletcher, I believe was his name. Yes, David Fletcher. They usually lead him off versus lefty, so keep an eye on Fletcher here. He's $3,200. He's second base, third base eligible for the Angels, going up against Matt Boyd. That could be an extreme punt for you as well. There will be other punts that come up as you look at lineups, so go check those out later. Third base, Jose Ramirez had a nice game on Sunday. He's $5,700 versus Kyle Gibson in that matchup. Mentioned Matty Carpenter. You got Arenado and Coors at 54 versus Musgrove. That's pretty nice. A 5.83 team total. Lefties 311, righties 287. But we go to Coors, so a lot of that goes out the window. Jerks and Profar versus Wade LeBlanc at 47. I absolutely love third base shortstop eligible. He's a switch hitter. He's crushing baseball. 16 more points yesterday. I love Profar there at 47. Might be one of my top plays here at the third base position, or use him at shortstop. Again, if David Freese is playing, he's 4,500 and worth a look. Eduardo Escobar versus Arrieta at 44. I don't hate it. Not one of my top plays, but don't hate it at all. As you slide down a little farther, though, you got the likes of Adrian Beltre versus LeBlanc at 4K is worth a look. Jed Jericho, really, really playing well right now. Second base, third base eligible. He had 5 points yesterday, but prior to that, 20, 16, and 5, and then a couple zeros and a 19. Starting to play really, really well, hitting in the middle of the lineup against lefties and righties. He's second base, third base eligible at $4,000 against Wei-Yin Chen. So Jed Jericho's definitely a guy. There's basically found people in like $4,200 to $3,600 at every position that you can sleep with. So don't worry too much about that. Sliding on down even farther, Kyle Seager hits lefties really, really well. Going against Martin Perez at 3,800, so that's not a one to pass over easy as well. Yomer Sanchez at 35 for a cheaper play. David Boat mentioned him already at 35 as well. A couple cheaper options you can go take a peek at there. And then David Fletcher is 3,200 again if you want to punt the position if he's leading off 3,200. Going over to the shortstop position, Baez at 55, love it. Frenchie Lindor at 53 is not bad at all. Didi Gregorius at 51, all really good-looking plays. You got Trevor Story and Coors at 49. Then there's Jerickson Profar again at 47. Absolutely love this matchup for Profar. I'd probably go Baez and Profar as my top two at this position. And that's nothing against those other guys. They're all really good plays, but I think those guys are outstanding looks tonight. Again, Escobar 44, Azurdel Cabrera 43. Talked about both of them already. Ketel Marte, depending on where he hits in the lineup at 42, could be worth a look there versus Jake Arrieta. Paul DeJong at 3,900 versus Wei-Yin Chen is in play for you as well. Jorge Polanco is down to 3,600 versus Bauer, only in a GPP, only in a GPP. Other than that, Marvin Gonzalez at 32, he's been very, very off and on, so GPPs, I get it, outfield shortstop at 32 if you want to punt something. You can look that direction, like Amed Rosario if he's leading off at 3K versus Weaver is another guy you can punt with there. And then Alcides Escobar against Cole Hamels at $2,700. That's your ultimate punt if you just want to say screw it. $2,700 for Escobar versus Cole Hamels. Now we go to the outfield. And we have Mike Trout at $5,800, but he's day-to-day. See if he's in the lineup. But Blackman versus Musgrove at home and Carlos Gonzalez at home, 57 and 56 respectively. Both outstanding plays. Absolutely outstanding. Starling Marte at $5,300 versus Freeland. Love it. But Nelson Cruz versus Martin Perez in one of the better hitter ballparks in baseball, actually as being rated as the best hitting ballpark in baseball, even over Coors this season in Globe Life down there in Texas. Give me some Nelly Cruz at $5,200. Outstanding play tonight. Aaron Hicks at $5,100. Like that quite a bit against Dylan Covey. That's a good-looking play there. Again, Whit Merrifield, if you're going to be contrarian in his matchup, don't hate that either. We get down below 5K here. You know, you got like Shen-Soo Chu at 47. Daniel Polka is a good GPP play versus Lynn at 47 as well. Joey Gallo, talked about him at 47 versus Wade LeBlanc earlier. Mitch Haniger at 46 versus Martin Perez, another guy to keep an eye on. If you aren't using Bailey, Brandon Nimmo at 46 is intriguing, only in a GPP because they've been ice cold. Sliding on down some more, like Odubel Herrera and Nick Williams versus Zach Godley. If you think the bad Godley shows up, those are both nice plays there at $4,300. They just got to have the bad Godley. That's the key. Steven Souza Jr. has been on fire hitting lefties and righties right now. He's 4,200 versus Jake Arrieta. So keep that in mind. Michael Brantley's only 4,200 versus Kyle Gibson. Another guy to look at there. Going down a little farther, like Gerardo Parra, if he cracks the lineup, he's 4,100 versus Musgrove. Justin Upton versus the lefty Matt Boyd at $4,100. Angels are at 4.65 total. Lefties 2.69, righties 2.97 on Boyd. And they're really bad at 286 WOBA, 143 ISO. So I told you Boyd could be an option. The Angels have that talent that can wake up, but they've struggled immensely. And if no Trout's there, Boyd definitely becomes an interesting GPP play. Very interesting. You got Conforto at 41 versus Bailey if you need to go that direction. Derek Dietrich at 4K versus Luke Weaver could be interesting. The Marlins could be another night where they could be pesky and have some one-offs here. Lefties 362, righties 308 versus Weaver. So you could look at a few of them if you need to. I wouldn't say stacking them, but we know how Weaver can get ugly at times. But like last time out with Weaver, they had a quick hook on him, went to the bullpen. Bullpen didn't give up a run the rest of the game. Pick your poison. Going down a little farther, like a Willie Calhoun at 39, maybe in a GPP if you need to. But there's a ton of options out there. Like Marcelo Ozuna versus the lefty Chin at 39 in his career. Ozuna's crushed lefties. He's been getting closer to looking like the Marcelo Ozuna of late. Had a rough day yesterday of only 3 DraftKings points. He's averaging 9 in his last 10, though. Starting to heat it up. He's 3,900 versus Chin. It could be a nice matchup for him to get off the schneid tonight. Nick Castellanos is always worth a look at 38. But Harrison Bader, if he's got a good spot in the order at 38 versus Wee and Chin, like that quite a bit. Nice, cheaper outfield option. Ian Happ at 37 versus Junis is in play for you as well. So keep an eye on that one. As you go down farther, like a Sean Rodriguez, he's second base outfield eligible for Pittsburgh. He's 3,600 versus Freeland. He does love to hit lefties. He is in Coors. You got Tropiano. We talked about him already at 3,600. Nico Goodrum versus Tropiano at 3,600. Sorry. But that's a nice cheaper option there at second base and in the outfield. Farther down you look, this has been rough sledding of late, but Cameron Maben, if he's in the lineup for Martin Perez at 3,400, I think that's a great value play, just great environment to hit in Seattle. Should put up some runs there versus Martin Perez. So at 3,400, that's a nice outfielder right there to pick from. Maybe if Mr. Herrera from Kansas City here, at $3,300, Rossel Herrera, if he's got a good spot in the order there versus Cole Hamels at 33, if you're fading Hamels, you can look that direction. The bottom, it's been bad lately down here at the position. There he is. Jorge Bonifacio was who I was thinking of earlier. He's 3,200 versus Cole Hamels. He does have some pop in that bat if you need to go that direction. Marvin Gonzalez at 32 versus Derek Rodriguez. Talked about that. Steven Duggar's 32 versus Morton if you want to be contrarian and punt the position, basically. Guillermo Heredia, if he cracks the lineup for Seattle, he's 3K. I love that Cameron Maben play at 34, though. And then other than that, check your lineups as a few others will pop up throughout the day. So there's your bats on this slate. Let's recap the pitching real quick. Up top, I got Morton 1, Bauer 2, Hamels 3, Godley 4. Down below, I got Lance Lynn 1, Homer Bailey 2, Freeland 3, Tropiano 4, and Matt Boyd 5. Again, a lot of good hitting environments. We have the Cubs over 5, Pirates over 5, Rangers, Mariners, Yankees, and Rockies all over 5. 4 of those teams play either in Colorado or Texas. You got the Yankees versus Covey and the Cubs versus Junis. That's why I think the Cubs could be a sneaky one today. The Cardinals versus Wee and Chin's also very interesting. There's a lot of ways to go, but if I'm going to give you any advice, and again, come join us in the SD Slack chat for more questions. I answer as many questions as I can every day. And then other guys help each other out too, whatever we can do. So come join us in there. But everyone's going to go to Coors or Texas. I like Texas more than Coors tonight. If you want to go that way, I like Seattle more than Texas in this matchup. They're both very much in play. Seattle and Texas, you can game stack it, no problem. I like Seattle a little more. But the Cubs is the way to go if you want to be contrarian over all of that. I think the Cubs, out of all those teams over 5, the Cubs are the ones people are going to sleep on the most. And Jacob Junis, he does throw a good start in like every 5 starts. But other than that, he just gets shelled and he gives up so many home runs. And it's going to be low to mid-90s in Kansas City at first pitch. It's going to be humid and the wind's blowing out to center. It's a great environment to hit in. So the Cubbies are a team to definitely take a look at. That's why I love Javi Baez so much tonight. Rizzo, I think, is a good play. So you can mix and match there. At the same time, I love Cole Hamels. So it's like maybe don't use Cole Hamels and maybe do a game stack or something. There's lots of ways to go about it. But that's just a couple tips for you there. Let's look at the BVP on this slate. You got Yan Gomes, 12 for 27, 2 doubles, 2 homers off Kyle Gibson. A lot of these are on the bad Kyle Gibson, let's put it that way. Encarnacion, 4 homers. Kipnis, Jose Ramirez, Michael Brantley have all taken him deep. As a teammate, 293 off Mr. Gibson. Jorge Polanco's hit 235. He's got 3 homers off Bauer. Lomo's hit 1. Eddie Rosario, 12 for 33 with a double and 2 homers off Bauer. Joe Mauer's even got a homer off Bauer as a teammate, 268. Again, might be more the former Bauer than the current. GPP, looks like a little small night for GPP sample size-wise. Zunino, 3 for 11, 2 homers off Martin Perez. Nelson Cruz, 8 for 25. It's a 320 average with a double and 3 homers. Kyle Seager's hitting 348, 16 for 46, a double and 4 homers. Guillermo Heredia, 8 for 18, 2 doubles. Mitch Haniger, 6 for 15, 2 doubles. Segura and Healy have both taken them deep. As a team, the Mariners are hitting 342 off of Martin Perez with a 431 WOBA and a 263 ISO. That's pretty good. Pretty, pretty, pretty good. Wow. Let's go down a little farther. Drew Butera's got a homer off Cole Hamels if you want to get real weird. David Freese, Sean Rodriguez, and Josh Harrison have all taken Freeland deep. Goldschmidt's only hitting 200 versus Arrieta, but he's got a double and a homer. Not much out there tonight when it comes to BVP. Buster Posey, 6 for 18, two doubles off Charlie Morton. But not a ton out there. The Mariners game stands out a ton, and that's why I told you I love me some Mariners tonight. So that'll do it for Quick Hits today. Go check us out on Twitter at TheSportsDJs, TheSportsDJs.com. I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. If you're interested in writing for the site, all sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, the works, whatever you guys have in mind, we are always looking for more writers. So hit us up. We have a link on the website, Write for Sports DJs. Go fill that out. Hit us up in the Sports DJs DM with any questions about it as well, and we will get you in there. Join us in the Slack chat for all the help we can give you. Big week, the PGA's fourth major coming up, the PGA Championship. We'll have the always pressing PGA DFS podcast recording tonight with myself and Jesse. We'll have articles out all week as usual for the golf coverage. I got some Bench with Bubba episode 110 with Scott Jensen, 111 with Greg Smith of the 2QBs going over quarterbacks for fantasy football. Recording one tonight as well with Elliot Crist. A lot of good stuff there. A lot going on this week. So come check us out at thesportsdjs.com. Dana's got her pitching primer out. Jay Coop's coming out with his NFC East preview. He's working on his next division as we speak. So tons and tons going on. Check us out. But good luck on this Monday, as this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 6th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.